So last night, this Kyle Rittenhouse, the big interview, be interested to see the numbers on the Tucker Carlson show. He sat down, and whatever doubt you may have had about Kyle Rittenhouse, I think were dispelled last night. He's a very, very nice, young, respectful kid. Certainly no wild-eyed lunatic, mass shooter running around the streets of Kenosha looking to kill people.
By the way, he is a perfect contestant for next year's Dancing with the Stars. I'm serious.
They don't have the – they would never.
Never?
Not in a million years. No, okay. not at this point. Who knows what might happen. Maybe the country's changing. And that would be one hell of a turnaround, because I swear, if they didn't have these online journalists on the ground videotaping the way they did, there was no CNN, there was no MSN, there was no Fox even on the ground. No. There were these online journalists, Julio Rojas, Drew Hernandez, people from the Daily Caller, townhall.com, et cetera, et cetera. They saved this kid's life. Because otherwise, we thought he was everything they said, a white supremacist, crazy, vigilante lunatic, when nothing could have been further from the truth. Here he is last night. He's talking about how he was out there to help people when the crazy child rapist tried to attack him. Take a listen.
The first time I saw Rosenbaum was the first time he threatened to kill me. It was at the corner of the CarSource lot that I was at primarily that night, and I was asking people if they needed medical, and he came up to me and Ryan Balch, and he said, "If I catch any of you MFers alone, I'm going to effing kill you." It was quite shocking. I was like, why would somebody threaten to kill me? I'm just asking if people need help on both sides. I was there just to help anybody that needed, and shockingly, the only people I helped that night were rioters.
He helped rioters. He had a medical bag. He was putting out fires. He spent hours cleaning graffiti off a wall. He was videotaped doing that, by the way. And so the kid went a long way towards rehabilitating his image, said that he had to do that, but he did last night. You cannot come away from watching this interview without thinking this kid did the right thing. He was a good kid. I would have advised my son not to go to Kenosha.
Right.
Me, myself, I would have went if I was 17 years old, because that's what 17
years... You wouldn't have gone because you don't have a gun.
Well,
you still don't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun either. Somebody gave him a gun. Somebody give me a gun and say, go to Kenosha and protect... I would have went. I mean, that's what teenagers do. They look for adventure and to do wild stuff.
I mean, that's not up for the... We could debate all day about that. I also think him going was stupid, irresponsible, and he almost got what he was looking for. Thank God he survived. But that's not what
What was he looking for?
Trouble. He was looking for trouble.
He was low. He's looking to protect business.
Yeah, okay, fine. He's looking for trouble. That's my opinion. You're looking for business. But in the end, that's not important. Why he went, should he have been there? Was he defending himself? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
That's it.
So he was protecting the CarSource a lot, as he said there. And
he's walking up and down the street with a gun.
Gage Grosskreutz cross state lines with a pistol, and he's a convicted felon.
I'm not defending any of these people.
I don't want to see our streets run into these people.
I don't want to see any of that. So I'm being consistent about that. But it doesn't matter. He's innocent of the crime he was accused of.
And the demented piece of crap that night, this went down, that he shot the three felons, the lowlifes, the scumbags who deserved to be shot, and the two of them are not on the face of the earth, and good riddance to both of you. He called this kid a white supremacist. Joe Biden did put it out in a tweet, actually. On the air, he called him a white nationalist or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said this about perhaps suing or whatever, or Joe Biden calling him a white supremacist. Listen to the way Kyle Rittenhouse characterized the whole thing.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that. It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines, false. He's a white supremacist, false. None of that is true.
So you hear him, he's talking in legalese. He's got the lawyers cocked and loaded and ready to go, ready to fire.
Well, you made a great point earlier, which you need to make
again.
To use
a gun metaphor.
Yes. You made a great point earlier, which you need to make it again. When it comes to suing the president, he can do this. Why?
Because the president made those comments as a private citizen.
Bang.
Before the election.
That's hot.
And, yeah, it's true. It is very, very true, which is why, for example, Paula Jones was able to sue Bill Clinton. Because he wasn't president when he did to her what he did, you know, took his thing out in the hotel room and asked her to kiss it.
Right.
He was governor at the time, not president. Well, while you're president, you can do things and invoke certain privileges and not be sued. In this case, that doesn't apply. So, Joe Biden, you better lawyer up there, punk, because there's a kid coming after you. He's going to – him and the other kid, Nicholas Sandman, as I mentioned yesterday, the meme going around on social media is that they're going to have joint custody of CNN and MSNBC. And I would say – I would posit also Joe Biden's Delaware mansion as well, and maybe the beach house.
I like what I'm hearing.